Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. The title of today's episode is The CRA Golden Age Over. We're recording this, obviously, 2021. 2020 has been a crazy, crazy year for clinical research and just the world in general, specifically America, because that's where I reside, and so a lot of my perspective comes from the American perspective. But I understand tons of people that listen to this channel and the podcast are from all over the world. So it's been a crazy year for all of us, guys. So thank you guys for continuing to listen, even though amongst all the craziness. And thank you guys for just being listeners and supporters of Elite Clinical Research. So without further ado, let's get into this episode of Is the CRA Clinical Research Associate Golden Age Over? And what exactly do I mean by the Golden Age? But before we go into that, I just want to let you guys know the resume review program is still around. If you are interested in taking your resume and your skills to the next level, you want to reach out at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com and inquire about any of our resume review programs, our interview preparation, or just career consultation. And you can reach out at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com and book your slot today. So what do I mean by the golden age of clinical research? Well, there was a time when clinical research was rated one of the best jobs in the country. Clinical research associate was rated one of the best jobs in the country. And CRAs were in such high demand that companies were doing ridiculous things like, like giving people a stipend to go on vacation if they were hired. They were doing things like sign-on bonuses. They were doing things like giving away objects or giving away, you know, money just to come in and interview. Regardless if you got the job or not, you got money or something just for interviewing. That's how in demand. So as you can see up on the screen right now, if you're listening on YouTube, otherwise I'm just going to read it. PPD, very, very big pharmaceutical company, posted on November 11, 2016, and I got the screenshot up there. They said, and I'll just read it, at PPD, we know that being a CRA is not just a title, it's a lifestyle. We work to offer meaningful benefits to our CRAs that make their days more comfortable and efficient. PPD is hiring experienced CRAs, one or more years of on-site monitoring experience throughout the U.S. So keep in mind, guys, this is just all you need is 1 year of on-site monitoring experience to qualify for this. So we know how valuable your time is. We are so confident that you'll like what you learn about PPD during the interview process. We're willing to reward you with a set of Beats by Dre Solo 2 on-ear headphones for taking the time to meet with us. Offer valid for an interview date before the end of the year. So PPD CRAs enjoy blah, 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 blah. So I'm not going to go on. This is not an advertisement for PPD, even though, you know, great company, but I'm not looking to do that. So that just goes to show they're willing just to interview. And it says later on, if it's for face-to-face interview or WebEx interviews with the hiring manager, we'll receive a pair of Beats by Dre Solo 2 on-ear headphones. So just to interview, you get a pair of Beats by Dre Solo headphones. So those are good quality headphones right there. So that just goes to show what companies were willing to do for CRAs. Now, I haven't seen that much recently, and also know that a lot of companies were doing sign-on bonuses too. $10,000, $15,000. I've even seen up to $20,000 sign-on bonuses depending on what level of CRA you are. And I've also heard about retention bonuses. So at the end of the year, they would increase your salary 5%, or they give you a $10,000 bonus just to sign on for another year or so. So they were constantly throwing money at these CRAs to get them to stay because they know the turnover is so high in the CRO industry. The turnover is so high. So is the golden age of being a clinical research associate over? Are these perks gone by the wayside? Is there so many people that know about being a CRA now, that want to be CRAs now, that we are no longer going to have these perks? That's a good question, guys. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen these type of perks. So I don't know. My guess is no. I think it comes and it goes. I think that there will be a lot more studies coming out in 2021, making the demand very, very high for CRAs, and I think we'll have another golden age, depending on what the economy does. Still, CRA, a lot of people don't know about it. They don't know about the job title. They just don't know about it. So they don't know the responsibilities, the upside, all the different options you can have career-wise from becoming a CRA. So I don't believe the golden age is over, but I tend to be optimistic. I have not seen these crazy bonuses in a while, but I have seen some bonuses. But it used to be so crazy. They would just roll out the red carpet for CRAs, just roll out the red carpet for them. And I haven't seen it as much lately. So the second piece of information I wanted to draw your attention to was the CNN Money article. And this is back in, published October 29th, 2012. So people are saying, ECRG, that was almost 10 years ago. And they're right. But back in 2012, with 2012 dollars, you can see the article I posted there on the YouTube page. The median pay was $90,700. And the top pay was $129,000. So it's amazing. It's amazing. So CRA has been good for a long time. You know, I haven't seen it on one of these jobs recently, but I mean, who knows how these lists are actually made. A lot of these things could be paid for promotion. You know, if a company pays for CRAs to be on one of these lists, they're all of a sudden going to get a lot of people wanting to be CRAs. So, but anyway, I mean, I think it's one of the best jobs in the country because you don't need an advanced degree to do it. All you need is a bachelor's degree. You don't even have to major in science, really. After 1 or 2 years of industry experience, you can be a CRA, make well over six figures. And that doesn't include all the perks that come with it. I'm just talking salary. I'm not talking status. I'm not talking room upgrades. I'm not talking comped meals. I'm not talking comped internet. I'm not talking comp phone. I'm not talking all these things. Reduced wear and tear on your car. I'm not talking all these things. Basically free vacations because of all the points you accumulate. I'm not talking about all these things, guys. I'm just talking about the base rate is over six figures. So without a doubt, and obviously things are still going on with COVID, but when there's no pandemic going on or no nothing going on, 100% CRA is one of the best jobs in America. And you've got to, when you're comparing it, you've got to compare it against stuff of equal thing. Like, you can't compare being a CRA to a doctor, even though I would compare it and I would say it comes out better, but you can't just straight compare that, because a doctor, you require, you know, tons of extra schooling. You got to compare it against other jobs that you can get with just a bachelor's degree. So I think 10 out of 10 times CRA beats that. But you know, I don't know every single job out there, but you know, when you title it all up, add it all up, we're talking the travel and all those things. You know, part of the reason why CRAs make so much is the travel and the schedule. I get that. But you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed this job for as long as I've been doing it. And I think it's one of the best. I'll put it up against any job. Put it up against any job. So yeah, guys, is the CRA golden age over? Not sure. I don't know if it'll ever be as hot as it was at that one time. The demand was so high. I don't know if it'll ever be like that again, but it could. It could, and hopefully it does, because I'm here for it. And I know a lot of you guys who are listening want to be CRAs, and that'll be great for you all too. So hopefully there's another golden age. And if you guys are interested in taking your resume, your career to the next level, even if you already have a clinical research job and are looking to, you know, kind of level up, if you're a CTA looking to be a CRA, or an in-house CRA looking to be a CRA, or CRA looking to get into project management, email me your resume. We can talk, we can consult, and we can go from there, guys. EliteClinicalGroup@gmail.com. Take care.